Escola del Mar.
Turn around and observe the sea, the beach, the boats, the people walking by, the surfers, the yachts. 40 years ago, everything you see now was very, very different. From the 19th century up until the 1970s and 80s, Barcelona was first and foremost an industrial city. All the factories were located on the shoreline, especially in the area to the right as you look towards the beach.
At the end of the 20th century, after democracy had been restored, there was a desire to take back the shoreline so that the local people could use and enjoy it. The industries were closed or moved elsewhere. The water quality was improved thanks to the use of wastewater pipes. The sand was brought back, and little by little, the area was transformed into what we see today. However, this transformation did not only happen for the local people, but also with the local people.
Did they wash them with soap?
Don't be so silly. Of course they didn't. They taught Barcelona's young people about environmental values, and this had a lot to do with the buildings we're now in front of.
This is the Escola del Mar. It was created as a school of environmental education, whose main focus was the organization of workshops for students from primary age up to school leaving age. It also houses a documentary center specializing in maritime subjects and an aquarium containing examples of the Mediterranean's most common ecosystems. If you're lucky, you might even spot some seahorses.
So you're saying it's full of weird creatures and seaweed?
If you carry on like this, you'll be in there too.
If you'd like to visit the Escola, check the opening hours at the tourist office. Now, if you look beyond the Escola del Mar, you'll see some typical fishermen's houses that are still in good condition, albeit thoroughly renovated. And in front of the Escola is the Racó d'Engual. The plaque on the ground has a number of verses from the Badalona-born poet Josep Gual I Lluveras, to whom this space is dedicated. It is a reminder of Badalona's history as part of the fishing industry. The Rambla and Coastal Cuisine. Look around you at this street. This is the Rambla, a traditional meeting place. Here, the residents of Badalona come to take a stroll, enjoy something to eat, or drink, chat, and look at the sea, or at the splendid date palms that adorn the roadside. This Rambla runs parallel to the beach, which makes it unique. Ramblas are usually perpendicular to the sea because they follow the course of the streams that run down from the mountains. Can you see a statue a little further on? That's Vicens Roca y Pi, a merchant who made his fortune through trade with the Americas and decided to leave his riches to the city's poor. Behind you and to the right, you can see Matamala House, which is an example of Catalan modernism. Restaurants, cafes and bars are a key feature of the Rambla, and it's the perfect place to sit down and have a meal or enjoy a drink.
Oh, I still remember the times I ate at the restaurant Can Ramonet, which has sadly disappeared. It was a little further back on the corner of San Jaume Street. They served such a delicious bouillabaisse. People would come from miles around.
Bouillabaisse? What's that? There's no way it's as tasty as my delicious bananas.
How ignorant you are. Bouillabaisse is a very popular French dish, an exquisite stew of fish and seafood. But the one they served at Can Ramonet had a special flavour. They used a secret recipe they never revealed to anyone.
People still use many recipes from Badalona's fishing days, such as octopus with fried potatoes and garlic mayonnaise.
You love to pig out, don't you, Pera?
Right, that's it. In May, I'm going to tie you to the demonio. That'll teach you.
You'll have to catch me first.
Oh, you want to know what the demonio is? Okay, I'll tell you. On the night of the 10th of May, which is the eve of the feast day of San Anastasi, the residents of Badalona gather on the beach to burn the demonio, which is a large wooden effigy of a demon. Thousands of people gather to watch it burn and enjoy the music and fireworks. They say that burning the effigy will banish bad luck.
Bad luck? What nonsense people say. Tell them the truth, Petter.
What? You mean that our bad luck is having to put up with a nuisance who never stops interrupting?
Now move on to the next location. For safety, use the steps to cross the train tracks. You can also cross them via the ramp. If you wish to do so, go back towards location number one and you'll find the ramp after about 300 metres, next to the fence that runs alongside the train tracks.